Hi, I'm Mistress Kalia, and this session is called Learning to Fall. You can find me at mistresskalia.com and hear more of me on YouTube or Patreon. I'm Mistress Kalia on both. Something I'm asked about a lot is how can I go into trance? People say they find it hard to trance. They think too much. Their minds race with ideas and thoughts, and they drift off from the feeling they were hoping to get from the hypnotist. You may think that's you and that you can't focus, that you can't switch off from the world around you or stop thinking about some task you need to finish. It's hard to remove yourself from a world that's constantly and completely connected. Even just finding a moment to relax, to rest, to meditate and find a calm, safe space within your own mind to just be, that can be hard. The world isn't built to let you relax anymore. Life is fast and full of distractions. Your phone, your computer, that sound you can't quite place that seems to be right beside you and 100 yards away all at once. So many things competing and vying for your attention, and you're expected to focus on just one? How ridiculous. How strange a notion in our modern world that one thing can grab you and take your attention for long. But here you are, listening to me, hoping I can do that for you. So let me lay my cards on the table. I can't. Hypnosis isn't what you see in a movie. I'm not a supervillain, even if I pretend to be sometimes. I'm just someone who wants to help you relax. And I can do that, but I can't take away every distraction in your head. Because if I did that, you wouldn't be hypnotized. You'd be mindless. And those two things aren't the same. Mindlessness, true mindlessness, that's roleplay. Hypnosis is very real. Relaxation and trance are entirely real states of mind that you can achieve, but you have to accept a few important truths to get there. So let's do that together, okay? Let's acknowledge and accept the truth together. The truth is, you are just as responsible for your trance as the hypnotist. You choose to relax with me. You decide how deep you go, how much you trust me. That's the truth. And the truth is, you can trust me to help you relax. Another truth to accept is that distraction is inevitable, and that those are part of a trance. Thoughts will intrude, but the true nature of hypnosis is not to be focused, but to remove the pressure of feeling you need to. Because the truth is, when everything is vying for your attention, even me, there is power in giving nothing your attention. Nothing is delicious. That's a song lyric I love and a motto for life. Just not thinking about anything. Not mindlessly, but automatically existing. You may have heard the metaphor of forgetting where you were driving to and ending up there anyway, with no memory of the journey, as being the same as trance. And that's true, but during that journey that you somehow forget, you aren't mindless. You're focused on a physical task, not a mental one, and your thoughts go wherever they like. That's what a trance is. It's not shutting off your thoughts, it's letting them wander around and not worrying where you are, where you're going, how you get there. It'll be okay. You can just let your mind wander wherever it likes. Because the truth about hypnosis is that it's a lot of different things. Different feelings and emotions and states of mind. Trance is never the same from person to person. But you can get there, it just takes some practice. You have to learn to fall. So why don't we learn that together? Because fall, that's an important word, to fall under a trance, under a spell, into a state of relaxed bliss, that's what you see as hypnosis. But truthfully, that's the ideal state of hypnosis. Being hypnotized doesn't mean you can't hear the dog next door, or that you forget entirely that you have a meeting in 2 hours. It just means you can let those thoughts dance around in your mind, bouncing around and around until they don't matter. They're there, but when you fall, they aren't important. Whether you focus on my voice or something else is irrelevant. Truth is, you're already in a trance once you start to lose focus on what I'm saying. Because falling is gradual, it's slow, it's learned. You can't just trance the first time. Most of us can't anyway. You have to learn to fall, learn to listen and tune out distractions. It's like meditation, but with a guide in your ear, helping you find the way. And yes, you can just ignore them, because sometimes they'll talk about feelings, like how your arms are tired or your eyes are heavy, and those things start to become the truth, even if you're not listening. It's part osmosis, part focus. The truth is, if you want to learn to fall, you have to give yourself permission. And I want you to do that, just in your head. Just say it's okay to fall, and it's okay to ignore me. It's okay to think of whatever your mind conjures up. Just close your eyes, relax, think of whatever comes to mind, because the truth is, the journey doesn't matter, the destination matters. The fall is inevitable, really. It might take listening once, twice, 10 times, but if you keep going, keep trying to fall, but not trying at all, you will find your way down. Down to where? To a place you feel safe and secure and open. You may want to get there to relax, to experience something pleasurable, to unlock parts of your mind, to learn or to change. But whatever you want from hypnosis, you can find your way to it. You just have to stop worrying about the directions. Because truth is, you can fall in a lot of ways, but you can never fall upward or sideways. You can only fall down. You may fall slowly, you may fall fast, but you fall down. Only ever down. That's the law of gravity, and none of us are more powerful than gravity after all. So you know that word, fall, that is the truth. The truth is you can fall, and you will fall because you allow yourself to fall. And once you start to fall, you can't stop. So when I say fall, you just imagine it. Seeing that safe, secure place at the bottom, and you begin to drift down toward it. There's no way back up. The truth is, once you fall, you can only go one way. So if you feel yourself falling now, feel those thoughts drifting in whatever direction they desire. Feel your focus waver. Feel yourself thinking of that sound in the distance. You are falling. That's the truth. Because falling is inevitable. You want to fall. So you peer over the edge and take that leap of faith. Hypnosis is unknown, but you know that I'm here to guide you, if you want me to. Or you can fall on your own, in your own time, at your own pace. Softly, like a feather, I could tell you to drop, and tell you you're falling like a rock. That's your choice. You set the terms of trance. The only constant is that once you choose to fall, you only stop when you reach the bottom. Whether you already feel as though you're there or you have much further to fall, you're still learning how to do it. How to drop into a state of relaxation. Because no matter how much you feel hypnotized and how much you're thinking of something else, you are falling. You're listening, so you're falling. You're getting lost in some thoughts and letting others slip away, so you're falling. The truth is, you've been falling since you first heard my voice. Because you want to fall. You want to be hypnotized. Maybe you want it so badly you feel it can't happen to you. But it already has. You've fallen, you are falling, and you will reach the bottom because you choose to. Didn't you? You gave yourself permission. That is the truth. You allowed yourself to fall, and so you have. Thoughts swirl and spiral, and you float down and feel so relaxed and safe with me because you don't have any pressure. Let me remind you that the truth of hypnosis is that it is your choice and you have chosen to fall. I am not hypnotizing you. I am guiding you into hypnosis. You are hypnotized because you choose to be. I am only here to guide you, to make sure your destination is reached, and you only fall as you choose to. Because the truth is, you always wanted to fall with me. Fall into a deep, relaxing trance where you can feel so happy and calm and safe. And maybe the destination doesn't even matter. Because the truth is, if you already feel relaxed and safe, you are in a trance. You are hypnotized. If you feel yourself falling, if you feel the wind rushing up as your body goes down, you are hypnotized. What if the fall is the destination? What if I lied about the truth? What if the truth is that the fall is the trance? That there is no bottom, only falling? You'd be a little confused, but you wouldn't mind. Because falling is the most important thing to learn. Truth is, falling is trance. Falling is hypnosis. When you fall into a trance. You fall into a place where you don't need to focus or think or worry. You fall and feel calm and safe, and even if other thoughts still intrude, they don't matter so much. You don't need more than that. You have tranced. You have fallen. The truth is, everyone has an idea of hypnosis in their minds, but it's really just a state where you feel calm and open to ideas, to new truths, new knowledge, and you can fall whether there's a destination or not. You can fall forever or stop when you want. My voice might help, might give you the push you need, might hasten your descent, but you choose how you fall. Do you fall fast or do you fall slow? It's up to you. Does it matter? That's a different question. If right now you feel a little light, even approaching being weightless as you fall, then it makes no difference at all. The story about the car, the drive. The driver is in trance during the journey, not at the end. Truth is that they fell when they drove and woke up when they stopped. So when you stop this fall, when you land, you'll feel relaxed, you'll feel wonderful, you'll feel safe and secure and happy. But you will be fully conscious. Are you fully conscious now as you fall with me? Truth is, you don't know, and that's okay. Because you'll fall many more times before you finally realize the truth about hypnosis. That not only is the fall the trance, but that falling is different for everyone, different each time. And if you're confused by all of this, it's okay. You're falling into a trance, aren't you? Why would anyone be able to think so clearly as to decipher the complexities of my words? You don't need to. You only need to fall with me. And think about whatever you want, nothing, everything, anything. You're in a trance. You have fallen, you are falling. And it feels wonderful to just drift down with me like this. To slip and fall and find yourself going deeper with each word I say. Because it's nice to fall and it's nice to relax. And it's easier with each moment, with each time you listen. And you don't need to feel as though the word fall has any effect outside listening to this session. It's just for now, just between us. But right now, the truth is that every time I say it, you feel like you're going deeper, falling deeper. And you will love to fall with me. The truth is that whether you feel like you're in a trance, or you feel wide awake, or somewhere in between, that you have enjoyed letting yourself fall with me. Giving yourself permission to fall with me. And that's what trance and hypnosis really is. It's giving yourself permission to fall and letting someone guide you down. So now you understand the truth. You can fall so much more easily in future. You can let the distractions come, let the thoughts flow, and still relax and still fall. Because you've learned how. And now that you know, let's take a moment to enjoy it. Enjoy the feeling of being rested, relaxed and safe. Enjoy the fall, because the truth is, you've always known how to do it. You just needed a nudge in the right direction. Take a breath. Take a moment to just let yourself feel that calm. Let it wash over you. The fall is wonderful and the fall is safe. The truth is, there's nothing hard about hypnosis. It's just what you let yourself experience. And you let me help you fall. So thank you for trusting me. Now I want to bring you back to earth, slowly, gently and safely. So taking another deep breath, I want you to begin to feel that fall slow. Feel it soften, feel yourself resting into position, no longer moving. letting the weight of your body come back, feeling yourself solidly in place. Let the ground beneath your feet anchor you back in reality, back in the waking world. Let the regular flow of thought resume. Let yourself feel relaxed and rested and wonderful as your senses fill with the world around you with smells and sounds and the feeling of your body against your clothing. Eyes open, looking around at familiar sights, safe sights that ground you. Because you're wide awake again now and you feel quite calm, quite peaceful, but fully, totally aware. But the truth is, you're looking forward to falling again soon. And I look forward to guiding you back down. You can find me at mistresskalia.com and hear more of me on YouTube or Patreon and Mistress Kalia on both.